For centuries, autocratic societies have had a form of punishment known as flogging. Somebody beats somebody else up. Well, what kind of worldview, though, would leave the flogger flogging? Hi, this is Reason Why with Alec McClellan, and I'm John Gager. Alec, we have been enjoying talking about G.K. Chesterton's classic book, Orthodoxy, and he doesn't pull any punches when it comes to freedom and determinism.
John, the idea of freedom, it's a big deal. It always has been. However, Chesterton unmasked those who claimed to advance freedom on the back of a godless outlook on life. On this view, there is no freedom.
You're saying a godless worldview almost has to ultimately lead to some kind of determinism.
Yes. If this physical world is all there is, there's nothing above or beyond it, then one of the consequences is determinism. Your belief and actions are the result of a physical chain of events, the law of cause and effect. Freedom is an illusion.
Yeah.
You're the product of your genes and your environment. You simply respond to whatever buttons are pushed.
Now, that's kind of hard to swallow for some people, since we believe freedom seems so obvious to us.
I know. I was talking to a friend. He leans toward the view God probably does not exist. I shared more about how this worldview undermines human freedom. It keeps the flogger flogging. He paused and said, now that could be a game changer.
Wow. Wow. But nature and nurture do make a difference.
Yes, they do influence us. They affect the choices we make. But
yes.
Chesterton's point was they don't determine the outcome. A person's still able to choose to go against the flow. But when it comes to freedom, a godless outlook on life leaves us scratching our head. However, as Chesterton reminds us, freedom fits. It finds a home in the Christian worldview.
That's Alec McClellan of Reason Why, Ultimate Truth for Ordinary People. For more, head to reasonwhy.org. That's reasonwhy.org.